You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. That is how you connect with us on a Football Friday. Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And let's go to Youngstown and say hi to our friend Reg. Hello, Reg.
Hey, fellas. How you doing this evening? Good.
Good to have you.
Thank you very much. Hey, listen, I'm just going to say, man, I think our Browns tomorrow are going to do great, man. I feel really good. I can't wait for this game to get started, Mark, because I think our defense, I think they're going to be better than – I think they're going to be vicious, man. I believe they're going to be vicious this year, for real. I think we're going to do a good job this year. I believe we make the playoffs right now from just looking at and reading the paper. I think we can do it. You guys give me y'all's take on it.
And I certainly hope so.
I'll talk to you all next week then.
I certainly think that this defense has an opportunity to be a top five defense in the National Football League. It's going to come down to, can this team score enough points to support that defense and the defensive effort? And I think that's one of the things that we're really going to want to see here in these preseason games. How good of a job does this offense do? What can they generate? That's why it's so important to see these receivers. That's why it's so important to see these running backs and how the line is in its acclimation to the zone blocking scheme. So I do believe that this defense is going to be awesome. I do believe it will be a tone-setting, very tough, feared defense in the National Football League. The question will be for the Browns, if you're thinking playoffs, A, how much do you have Josh Gordon? And B, you know, B would be, how many points can this offense generate week to week?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. That the tone, we talk about tone setting, swagger, all those things, toughness. That's where it starts. You heard the head coach of this team talk about the pushback effect, that in practice, you know, he wanted the offense to push back when his defense, aggressive defense, pushed. And you saw that. You saw instances of that, I think, symbolic of Ben Tate throwing a football at the top of Reuben. But I think more than that is just the whole idea that the whole group has to play at that level. If this team is going to be relevant this year, this defense has to be upwards of a top five performer. This defense has to collectively be the difference maker, because I don't see right here, right now, anything on offense that tells me that there's enough of a difference maker to carry that unit. That has to
without Josh Gordon.
Without Josh Gordon, and even really with Josh Gordon, given the limitations or the uncertainty around him. There's still a lot of proving around one guy. Because that difference maker last year was a difference maker on a four-win team. So what was lacking? A lot of other things, much on defense.
I think you made significant upgrades. I think you made significant upgrades at if Josh Gordon's playing, Miles Austin, humongous upgrade over Greg Little. Andrew Hawkins, humongous upgrade over Devon Bess. And I think this ground game with Ben Tate, Terrence West is, you can't even stress how big of an upgrade it is over what happened last year in the backfield.
It looks to be. But I got to see it.
Right. That's what we want to see.
I'm agreeing with all your optimism, but I'm not putting my money down. My credit card's still in my wallet.
It's a different story as soon as 12 is not on the field. We got a question on Twitter from @BRCleve. He says, can the Browns offense play fast? Will they? Did you see the Chargers last night under Rivers? Fast was an understatement, and also followed up with, is Johnny well suited for fast football? We haven't really gotten to see a lot of that type of simulation, so I think we'll get our first look at it against Detroit in terms of the speed, but I know they do want to play faster than they did last year, but I don't think they're going to be a breakneck offense like San Diego,
no.
Philadelphia, or Buffalo. I think it will be faster, but it won't be that fast, and I think the follow-up to the question, is Johnny well suited for it? Yes, I think that's what he did in college. I think he's very comfortable in that hurry-up spread type of situation if that's the way that the Browns went.
Yeah, you have, as a team, I mean, to play that hurry-up pace, everybody has to be kind of on that page and have that skill set and have that experience. You've got a rookie at one of the guard spots in Joel Bitonio. You still are kind of feeling your way with your receiver group. And even at quarterback, as much as you could say Brian Hoyer has years in the league and has observed, has he even run something like this on any consistent basis? No, he's watched Tom Brady, who is one of the very best, like a Peyton Manning, at managing things at the line of scrimmage. But the pacing thing takes a lot of work. I think you have to be more evolved as an offense to do that.
Yeah, you absolutely have to be more involved, and that's the thing that is going to be so interesting to see this offense go and see Brian Hoyer out there. One thing, one last question for you, Victor. We got on Twitter, which we mentioned. We were talking about guys to watch in the battle at the inside linebacker position. Craig Robertson, Chris Kirksey, Zach Dials behind Carlos Dansby. And at GI George says, I'm stunned by the possibility that Craig Robertson might remain with the Browns. Better coaching, question mark. And if you had said to me last year at the conclusion of the season, would Craig Robertson be here this year, I probably would have thought no. But seeing him in this defense and speaking with some front office folks and, of course, the coaches of this team, Craig Robertson was put in a lot of positions that he wasn't necessarily equipped to handle, that were not suited to his skill set on this team. Whereas in this defense, they're putting in positions to thrive and succeed. He's very good against the run. He's very good as a blitzing linebacker up the middle. That's one thing that I think has shown on tape to me in this training camp. He is very good in that scenario. So I think he has an opportunity to be used to his strengths, hide his weaknesses. He won't be asked to be on the field on third down situations. Now, the other issue is, Chris Kirksey has been a stud and has a chance to be a three-down player right alongside Carlos Dansby, which would relegate anybody around them into more of a reserve specialist role.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a funny one from P. Myers Golf.
I love this one.
He said, it's been a while since I heard perspective. He puts that in quotes from Vic. Season must be close. So calming down and putting on those that perspective hat that I like to wear sometimes, counterbalance my very enthusiastic co-host here. He says the season must be close. You know what, Paul? You're right. It's the feeling that the season's almost here, that this practiced stuff, that this off-season talk, which everyone's tired of, honestly. I think more so than any other year, and it's only been training camp's only 2 weeks old when you really think about it. And I remember I've been at this long enough to have covered 6 week old training camps where they played six preseason games and not four. Back in the day. Well, now to hear people around this team say that after 2 weeks they're just sick and tired of seeing these other uniforms and what are we gaining out here, and it's like now becoming almost self-defeating. Let's go out there and play somebody, and that's what changes tomorrow. That's what really changes.
I can't wait to see it. That's right. Tomorrow, 7:30, the Browns preseason kicks off against the Lions. I will be working the sideline, of course, while we have Jeff Phelps and Doug Deacon on the radio call. I'll be doing the radio sideline tomorrow. Also doing some TV pregame on Channel 3, halftime on Channel 3 as well. Vic will be covering you all over the place on the radio as well. We'll be getting you ready for the kickoff of the Browns 2014 preseason. I can't wait. It's a great week. Finally, some semi-legit football is here.
Semi-legit football right around the corner. We want to thank Mary Kay Cabot for being part of this show. Enjoyed her insights on the Browns from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. Also want to thank Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com, our executive producer, Jason Gibbs, who's on his way to Detroit, for putting this all together. And Chris Kuhn, great job producing from the studio today. We want to thank, of course, you for joining us not just today, but all week long. We look forward to being with you again on Monday. And one more thing, Julian Gerard, that comes up next. Bruce Hooley, Gerard Cherry, following this show. So we will talk to you on Monday. We will have a lot of recap, review, and insight analysis on what takes place tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Semi-legit football. Got that little something I like, a little something I want to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender, I won't lead your love astray.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.